Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Trick or Treat. This file is, well, a memory of sorts, if you can call it that, because there are times when memory is not exactly what it seems now, does it? Well, this is about one of those times where it might be a night where you go out dressed up as something special and you go around asking the magical question. Trick or treat? Now, of course, if someone says trick, what do? Or if they give you a treat, what do you say? Well, sometimes things don't go exactly as planned, and it might be, well, not exactly dangerous, but at least different, to go out on your own and attempt to collect some candy from some houses. Most of the evening probably went smooth. Your bag already filled with plenty of goodies. You even got lucky and got some of those fabled, real, proper candy bars in there. And then, as the night went on, you finally found a house that was quite like any other. From the outside, there was nothing that would give away the secrets that lie within. How could you know some of the things that happen in there? How could you know the various ways in which people were teased and tortured, pleased and pleasured, or slowly felt their minds dwindling away with every step closer to the door? On the outside, there was nothing special to see. The doorbell itself, like any other. And when the door opened, you saw a man standing before you, smiling, waiting for your question. Trick or treat? There was a pause, a smile on his lips, and an answer that, in a way, wouldn't surprise anyone. Yes. He looks confused for a moment. With a flick of his wrist, he opened his hand holding a really shiny crystal pendant, the light from behind him catching it in a really interesting, fascinating way. And as he spoke, "Let's begin with a trick, shall we?" You felt your mind dwindling away as you looked at the crystal, softly swinging back and forth, turning and twisting before you, the facets of light taking away your mind piece by piece. It's as if your attention was suddenly splintered into a million tiny facets and then focused on the inside of that pendant. And then, as some movements just made you drop, you felt yourself slumping in the doorway, your mind easily tricked, taken down. And of course, The man makes sure that you don't fall, that you simply move forward a few steps inside. This is only the beginning of your trick. First, we'll have to make sure your mind is in the right state. That crystal was so pretty, wasn't it? And I'm going to teach you what to do. Because when I ask you certain things, your body will feel like responding in a certain way. Part of this will come completely natural, while another part may surprise you with its intensity. You'd like to watch it again, wouldn't you? Very well then. As you slowly open your eyes, looking at the crystal, you find yourself once again captivated, each little facet filling you with a light, a soft sensation of innocent whispers that tell you to follow and flutter with sensation that spreads between your legs, through your mind, your spine, earthing down somewhere between your neck and the base of your spine. There was a feeling so fine that you could barely contain the strange feeling of something new, something that went right through all the things you could be. Like a pressure on your chest, a feeling that is the best of pride, of warmth, of surrender to something quite new. And there was a feeling of warmth, of heat, something arousing that made you complete, a sweet, not quite innocent feeling. Your mind must be reeling, watching the facets of the crystal spinning by. And then you may wonder why and how you fell deeper and deeper as you stood there, tricked. And as you moved where I wanted you to, as if you were picked, your mind taken down a little bit more with every facet, as you sink to the floor, a feeling of wonderful lowness and heat. Arousal that feels more complete, that welcomes you in, that opens its arms as you embrace the sensation, as you fall for its charm. The pendant is hanging just by a thread. And of course, you would like to surrender instead to the feeling of pleasure, the heat in your head. Oh yes, there is time for a trick and a treat, and who knows how you would reply to this feat. This show of intensity that plays with your mind like a melody, a wonderful glow from which you will grow, and to drop that never quite seems to stop. As you go in and out of attention instead and feel those thoughts flutter deep in your head, adrift and adrift. Atop a deep drop that falls, flutters and floats into an ever deepening state, like a boat traveling over the ocean, empty and calm. And you are being tricked, feeling wonderfully warm. Is this just a dream? Or is all what it seems? Is this a place for you to be right now with me here, while you don't know who or where you are, as you embrace this costume, this place? Because at a night like this, you are not yourself, you dressed up to be different. And enjoy a state in which you can relate to a new thought in your mind. So where will you find that new place to be, that new face that will move your mind? Perhaps it's all an illusion, that all began with just some light and some play. A crystal, innocent, swaying from left to right. That's right. You were here for a trick and a treat. And some of this is almost complete. As I talk more and more, as I feel your stare falling down to the floor, I have learned what makes you tick, so I know how to give you a trick. A new feeling to feel, a dream that becomes real. Staring through the looking glass into a new world, where all of your feelings are slowly unfurled, a sheet, a blanket, a fort in your mind, and a rhyme all too kind in time. As you fall into this endless abyss, as you drift from beginning to end, having no way but to listen and no way to fend for yourself, defenseless and helpless and wonderfully blank, empty and obedient. As all you can do and have done, as you sank down deep to that emptiness below, where you will embrace the flow and grow with the heat, the pleasure from your head to your feet. Almost complete and ready to enjoy the treat. The treat is something else, something different, something new, maybe yet familiar for part of you. It could be something strange, something bizarre. Then again, you don't even know exactly where you are. You walked into my domain, voluntarily fell, drifting off the plane of reality that kept you, and embraced a new way where you could feel and stay into this infinite, wonderful abyss, this pleasure growing inside stronger, where you cannot hide the desire as it slides through you. So there may be a spark, a little bit of heat that makes you feel that you're ready for your treat. A thunderous feeling, a deep echo. And then, as you're ready, listening to my voice, there will be a moment of choice. Because in a moment, this file will end, and I'm sure, as your minds can now comprehend, as my voice follows, you will remain easy and deep, still the same, unless this file ends and there is nothing to be had. Then you'll reawaken, and feeling so glad, perhaps slightly confused, but still warm and well. So we will see what happens after this spell. Now that you're tricked, it's time for your treat. I wonder what you've selected to feel complete.